Welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM Sandpoint and 1450 AM Bonners Ferry. This is Chamber Chat. I am Mickey Quinn, the Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. On today's Chamber Chat, I'm going to be sharing with you my best tips on goal setting, goal getting, and breaking the time management myth. It's the start of a new year, and this is the first Chamber Chat of 2025. So I thought today is a great day to share information on ways you can have your best year ever. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. January 23rd through 26th. Registration for the Chafe 150 is now open. The Sandpoint Rotary hosts an annual 150-mile Chafe bike ride through Montana and Idaho. There's also an 80-mile option for family fun ride, and then also a family fun ride. Proceeds benefit the Lake Ponderé School District's Literacy Initiative and after-school reading programs. Get more information by visiting their website, chafe150.org. The Banff Mountain Film Festival starts tonight and goes through Sunday. The Banff Center Mountain Film and Book Festival is one of the largest and most prestigious mountain festivals in the world. Films are on mountain culture, sports, lifestyle, or environment. Shows will be at the Panada Theater starting tonight, Friday, January 17th, through Sunday, January 19th. The shows on Friday and Saturday will be at 7 p.m. and at 6 p.m. on Sunday. It's a different program every night, so you might want to go to all three. Get your tickets at panada.org. Tomorrow, Saturday, is Northern Lights at Schweitzer. Fireworks will light up the evening sky over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. Festivities start at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Visit Schweitzer.com for more information. Thursday, January 23rd, is Paint and Sip at Barrel 33. Join and learn how to paint a beautiful masterpiece at Barrel 33 from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, January 23rd. Tickets are $45 plus taxes and fees and include instruction, supplies, and your first beverage. Reserve your spot by going to Eventbrite.com and search for Barrel 33 January Paint and Sip. And then on Friday, January 24th, Barrel 33 is hosting a workshop to make your own macrame air plant hanger. Join in to make a cute plant hanger for your air plants from 5:30 to 7:30 at Barrel 33 on Friday the 24th. Barrel 33 is located at 100 North 1st Avenue. Tickets are $45 plus taxes and fees, and again, visit Eventbrite.com to reserve your spot. Saturday, January 25th, is Ready for Kindergarten Parent Workshop. This is for parents of children ages 5 and under to learn how to teach your child the important skills they will need to be successful, happy learners who are ready for school. These 90-minute parent workshops are for parents, grandparents, or caregivers of children 5 and under. Research shows that birth to age 5 is the most critical learning period, and learning is taking place every waking moment. These workshops are free and include incredible toys parents get to take home and use with their children. Free childcare is also provided during the workshops, so there's no excuse. Pre-registration is highly recommended and can be done by going to readysandpoint.org. This event will be held at the Farman Stidwell Elementary School at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 25th. So go to readysandpoint.org to reserve your spot. We're going to be taking a break, and right after that, we'll be diving into my top tips on how to set yourself up for success with goal setting. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, and thank you for joining the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 Sandpoint, and 1450 AM at Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Okay, so you waited to buy your sweetheart a Christmas gift until December 24th at 4 p.m. You had to settle for a gift box of socks from the big box store. Congrats, you are on the naughty list. Wait, it's time to redeem yourself. Shop the Rusty Trunk in Bonners Ferry and Ponderé now for Valentine's Day to get back on the nice list. The store is stocked with unique and wonderful one-of-a-kind items. Make a New Year's resolution to make gift-giving fun again at the Rusty Trunk.
Don't be fooled. The 37th annual In the Northwest RV Show is January 23rd through 26th.
Only at the Spokane Fairgrounds.
Six gigantic dealers, not just two.
Only at the Spokane Fairgrounds.
Hundreds of RVs, not just a few.
Only at the Spokane Fairgrounds.
Free parking, not $20.
Only at the Spokane Fairgrounds.
New and pre-owned. Don't be fooled. The largest RV show in the region is the Big RV Show. The 37th annual In the Northwest RV Show, January 23rd through 26th, Spokane Fairgrounds, with free parking.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Idaho farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Idaho farmers.
Save through Monday with Bi-Mart's latest savings book, including bonus zone savings on Old Trapper jerky, Duraflame logs, camping chairs, and more. Bi-Mart, saving our members more every day.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. This is Mickey Quinn with the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and this is North Idaho Radio, the Chamber Chat Hour. So here we are. It's the start of a new year. There seems to be two different camps when it comes to making New Year's resolutions. Some people do it every year. Others say, no way. It really doesn't matter which camp you're in, because whether you call something a resolution or a goal, either way, all of us have things we would like to have happen, or we would like to be, or something we want to achieve or do. We all have those things. You can call them an idea, a dream, or a goal. All of us have something we want to achieve. And setting a goal is important, because if you don't have a goal or a destination, how will you ever know if you get there? So if you don't set goals for yourself, that means you're just going to be reacting to whatever life throws at you, which means you'll be constantly reacting to other people's requests and demands and preferences, so much so that you'll become part of their plans. And what do you think they have planned for you? Not so much. So it's important for each of us to form our own plans, to set our own goals. But you know, when we start thinking about setting a goal, we often jump to the end result. We imagine this future that is significantly bigger or different than our current reality. And for most people, one of our first thoughts is, well, that's impossible. You know, when my year in corporate America was coming to an end about 7 or 8 years ago, I really didn't know what I was going to do. I'd had a job, you know, for 30 years. And then I was talking with one of my sisters, and she said, well, Mickey, you have so much knowledge, so much experience, you should become a coach or a consultant. And my very first thought was, well, that's impossible. It's just natural. It's a natural reaction for most of us. Even though we've seen others who have achieved that exact same thing, quite often our first thoughts are, there's no way that I can achieve that. Well, Henry Ford is attributed with this quote, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I love this quote because it gets right at how important mindset is. If we believe in the privacy of our own mind that we can't do something, then we most likely will not be able to do it. When we start to envision a significant accomplishment that is well beyond what we've achieved in the past, the question most people immediately ask themselves is, how would I do this? Well, if you knew how to do it, you would probably already be doing it. And because you don't know how to do it yet, that creates the perception that it's impossible or at least unattainable for you. So the question how is not a bad question, but if you ask it too soon in the goal setting process, you can subconsciously sabotage yourself. So the first step is not to ask how, because that can set us up to fail before we've even started. The first step is to move away from impossible or can't thinking to possible or can thinking. And we do that by asking ourselves the question, what if? What if I could achieve this? What would be different for you, for your family, your friends, your team, your clients, your community? What if you were able to achieve this goal? By asking what if, you give yourself permission to entertain the possibility of achieving the goal. And that's exactly what happened to me back when I was losing that job in corporate America. I started to imagine the benefits of owning my own business and what it would mean to me. Once you give yourself permission to entertain that as a possibility, your desire intensifies and the door to your future cracks open just a fraction, but enough so that you automatically begin to shift from impossible thinking to possible. Once you've made this shift to possible thinking, you begin to connect with the end benefits of achieving your goal. Just as I did, I started imagining what it would be like to be able to stay in Sandpoint, to live close to my children and grandchildren. And what if I could put all of my efforts and my hard work and all the time into building my own business rather than building someone else's? That is possible thinking. And once you start to see that your vision is possible, then you begin to shift from possible to the next level, which is probable. You make this shift by asking yourself the question we avoided earlier. How? How might I? As I said before, how is not a bad question. It's a perfectly good question. But the timing is critical. Ask it too soon, you shut yourself down. Ask it at the right time. Once you see your vision is possible, then the question of how is essential, because how is the planning question. How might I moves you into identifying those action steps that you need to take. And once you start taking action, there's still some roadblocks and obstacles to overcome. And we'll have to cover that phase of that roller coaster that you go on of thinking that you can, then thinking that you can't, and running into obstacles. But if you continue to take the action steps you know you need to take, and you begin having those small wins, you naturally move into the mindset that is a given. You begin to see how your consistency in executing your action steps will lead you to succeed in achieving your goal. And that is a powerful process to go through. As you're setting goals, mindset plays a huge role in your success. And of course, you want to use the most successful method for establishing a goal, and that's to use the SMART method. And SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So, specific. You want to be really specific when you're setting a goal of exactly what it is that you're wanting to achieve. And then you want to figure out how you're going to measure it. Measuring is an important step. You want to know, if you don't have a measurement, you're not really going to know whether you got there or not. So it has to be measurable. You also have to make sure that it's something that is indeed achievable and also realistic. And most importantly, it needs to be time-bound. Set a due date, set a time by which it needs to happen, and those five components are SMART method for establishing goals. So now that we've got this goal setting in mind, and mindset plays a huge part of it, now we can step into goal getting. There's a story of a bunch of young men, and it's one fine summer day, and they're getting their boat ready to go out fishing. And they call out to an older gentleman who's getting his boat right next to them ready. And they call out to him and say, "Hey there, how you doing, old man?" And the gentleman calls back to them and says, "Hey, doing great. What are you guys up to today?" And the young men said, "Oh, we're going to spend the day fishing." Old man nods. Yeah. And then one of the young men yells out to the old guy and says, "Well, what are you doing, old timer? What are you doing today?" And the old timer says, "Well, while you boys are out there fishing, I'm going to be catching." There's a big difference between fishing and catching, isn't there? And there's a big difference between goal setting and goal getting. With goal getting, there are steps you need to take to actually achieve your goal. It's one thing to have your goal on a piece of paper or post it on your vision board. This is my goal. It's great. You need that. But you also need to take steps to achieve it. And there are four key steps to achieving goals. First, you need to write it down. Studies have shown that people are 80% more likely to achieve a goal, to do their plan, when they put it in writing. Now, back when I was a full-time coach and consultant, I worked with a lot of clients. And each week, my clients would decide exactly the actions that they would be taking in the week to come. They were clear. They had a mental plan. And we would meet a week later, and we'd go over how they did. The clients who wrote down their plan or their goals or their action steps were hands down more successful at actually doing the things than those who didn't write them down. So I saw that result prove true every week. So the first step is to write it down. The next step is to set due dates. It's great to know, you know, what it is that you need to do or you want to do and the steps that you need to take. But if you don't establish a due date or a done-by date, you're much more likely to keep moving that item from one to-do list to another or to another until you begin to question yourself on, why am I even writing this down anymore? Because you know you're not going to do it. So step two is to set due dates and to stick with them. The third step to success is to track and measure your actions every week. And in some cases, this may be something you do daily. A great example of this is, let's say you want to grow your business. An action you know that you need to take is to engage with your target audience on social media. So you may set an expectation for yourself to post at least 3 times and comment on other businesses or people's social posts at least 5 times a week. This is an action that you can track and measure, so you can hold yourself accountable to doing these tasks that need to be done to help you achieve your goal. And the last step to success is to schedule yourself with yourself. Because we are creatures of habit, the only way to make a change is to change what we do on a daily basis. Our success lies in our daily calendar. And it's an interesting thing that so many of us do, and I'm guilty of it too. We often place a higher priority on other people and their time than we do on our own selves and our own time. And you know what I'm talking about. You know, if you're serious about achieving your goal, you need to carve time out to work on it. And that means scheduling time for yourself with yourself. You need to view your time that you put on your calendar to work on your goal with the same level of priority that you would if you had had an appointment with someone to meet them or have a meeting. If you had a scheduled appointment with someone and they're sitting there waiting for you, you wouldn't just tidy up the kitchen real quick or throw a load of laundry in the wash or check your Facebook newsfeed. No, you wouldn't do that because that person's sitting there waiting for you. You made a commitment. Well, you need to make a commitment to yourself and take it seriously, or else you'll never be able to achieve your desired goals. So those are the universal steps to success in goal getting. It's time for a break, but don't change that dial. You're listening to Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint and 1450 in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Say yes to a healthy new year with a YMCA membership and make your Y the place to get healthy. At the Y, there's so much more than fitness classes, pools, and gym equipment. There are programs that support the whole health of your entire family. And right now, you can get started with no join fee, up to an $88 savings, and no contracts. The YMCA is a place where everyone belongs, and wellness is more than just a buzzword. From swim lessons and activity spaces for youth and teens to yoga and pickleball. Check out everything the Y has to offer by visiting ymcainw.org. When you add it all up, a Y membership delivers exceptional value month after month. And now with expanded weekend hours. There's never been a better time to join. Make the YMCA your place too. Visit ymcainw.org today. Prorated membership dues apply. Offer good through January 31st.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. This is Mickey Quinn, and I am sharing my best tips on goal setting, goal getting, and breaking the time management myth. All the things to help you have a successful 2025. So now I'm going to move into breaking the time management myth. You know, time management is truly a myth. None of us have the superhuman power to manage time. We all get the same 24 hours every day. But what we do have control over, what we can manage, is our choices. Our choices on how we spend our time. So here are my top tips on how to take back control of your day. First, identify what time of the day you are at your best. Some people are sharpest early in the morning. Others produce their best work at night. It just doesn't matter. Just figure out when you are at your best, and then pick at least one day each week to dedicate at least 1 hour to work on your goal. Schedule that hour to be during the time of day when you're at your best. And really, schedule it. Put it on your calendar and commit to it. You also want to remove distractions. That includes silencing your phone, turning off those little notification dings on your computer, and getting away from whatever distracts you the most. You want to pick a good place to work. Location is important. Make it a place you find pleasing, a place that inspires you, or at the very least, a place where you feel comfortable. It doesn't need to be, you know, an off-site office or, you know, a fancy office with furniture. It just needs to be a little nook, a place where you feel comfortable, where you can work on your goal. You also need to be consistent. As I mentioned before, it's doing these seemingly insignificant tasks on a consistent basis that accumulates into you achieving your goals. And finally, you need to get an accountability buddy, or better yet, hire a coach. No one can hold you accountable but you. But it's surprisingly effective when you have to report back to someone on whether you did what you said you were going to do. It dramatically improves your success rate. So those are the top tips on how to take back control of your day. Now, all of these steps, you know, the goal setting, the goal getting, the taking back control of your day, you know, breaking that time management myth, none of these steps are rocket science, right? They're not. It's not new news. And they aren't particularly difficult, right? In fact, they're pretty easy to do. But unfortunately, they're just as easy not to do. So even though these little tasks are easy, you do have to have some consistency in executing them. And it's that consistency. It's kind of like that drop, drop, drop of water that over time created the Grand Canyon. Over time, when you do these little steps and you do them consistently, day after day, that's what brings you the results and gets you to where you want to go. So those are the top tips on goal getting, goal setting, and time management. So let's review. Goal setting. Mindset is so important here. So you have to move from impossible thinking to possible. And you do that by asking yourself, what if I could actually achieve that? That helps you move to seeing that that future is possible. And once you start taking the steps, that's when you ask the question, how? How might I do this? Because you are connected to those end results, you have that powerful feeling of it's possible. That's when you can start writing down the action steps you need to take. And then when you take those actions and you start having those small wins, you start feeling like, okay, I can do this. I just have to keep going. And then your goal becomes a given. The next part is in the goal getting. Goal getting is kind of like catching. You want to make sure you're catching the fish, not just fishing. Goal getting takes these four steps. Write it down. As I said, 80% more effective if you write it down. You want to set due dates, need to track and measure your actions, those little things that you need to do every day or every week that'll take you closer to achieving your goal, and you need to schedule it. Actually put that time on your calendar, schedule yourself with yourself. And then how do you take back control of your day? Well, you need to figure out what the best time of day is for you, schedule yourself 1 hour, at least one day a week, to work on your goal and actually put it on your schedule. Carve out that time as if you're meeting with someone very important. And you are. You're meeting with yourself, your future self. You want to remove distractions, pick a good place to work on your goal, and be consistent. And if you really want to take your results to the next level, get yourself an accountability buddy, or better yet, hire a coach. So now I would like to share with you some things about being a chamber member, because the Chamber of Commerce is just a wonderful opportunity for those who want to grow your business, want to be a stronger member in the community. Being a chamber member helps you do that. You know, the mission statement of the chamber is, we're an advocate of business development and tourism for the greater Sandpoint area. And why should you join? Well, a lot of people have the misconception that being a chamber member is kind of like one more piece in their pie of advertising or marketing. Well, to some degree, yes, the chamber membership does get you visible. Our search engine optimization on our chamber directory is amazing. I noticed it when I started my business before I joined the chamber, when I was a coach and consultant. Mickey Quinn Consulting didn't show up on any Google search anywhere near the first page of Google. After I joined the chamber, my listing on the chamber directory popped up when I did a Google search for Mickey Quinn Consulting. And I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful. So yes, being a part of the chamber does give you visibility, and you can think of part of it as being kind of like advertising. But there's so much more to being a chamber member than just having that visibility. It expands your business presence. It does advertise your business. But more importantly, you get introduced to the community and to other chamber members. It helps you stay connected because you receive ongoing business and community information with our weekly newsletter. And you can engage with other business people and community members. You know, there's a saying that visibility leads to credibility, which leads to profitability. You have to get out there. You have to be visible and build your relationships with others and build your reputation. And when you are viewed as credible and visible, that's when you can start making a profit because people will come to you for what you offer. You know, they used to say that it takes about 7 to 10 times for someone to see and advertise an advertisement before they really registers, that business does this service or sells this product. Now, because we are so inundated with information constantly, it takes more like 17 to 25 times for someone to see your business, see your marketing or your advertising or your posts on social media before it really registers what it is you do and what you stand for. So why not broaden your exposure and be a chamber member, because that gives you that much more of an audience and that much more exposure to get in front of people. But even more importantly than the advertising or the visibility piece of being a chamber member, it's supporting the community in which you live and do business. You know, the chamber provides great services for our community. We partner with many organizations, with the city of Sandpoint. We partner with nonprofit organizations. We partner with so many individuals and businesses and programs and organizations. It is an essential part of the community. We provide community-facing events that bring the community together and show our support. It's so much more than just a business listing. There are annual events that promote our members. That includes Winter Carnival, which is coming up February 14th through February 23rd. And that kicks off on February 14th, Valentine's Day, Friday, with the Winter Carnival Parade of Lights. That is a fun event. It brings out families and certainly is going to bring out those who are going out for date night on Valentine's Day. And this year, we have more entries into the parade than we've had in the recent years. Plus, the Pondere Winery, in partnership with Washington Trust and with the festival at Sandpoint, is putting on a block party after the parade, right there between Cedar Street and Jeff Jones Square on 3rd Avenue. So Winter Carnival is one of those community events that promotes our members and is just a fun thing to bring the community together. The Chamber also puts on Summer Sampler, which gives people an opportunity to taste small bites from restaurants around town and caterers and bars. What a great, fun activity to kick off the summer. And then Sandpoint Beer Fest is happening on July 5th this year, and that's always fun to taste local brewers' beers. And we also do the Christmas tree lighting. We have monthly membership luncheons that take place the second Thursday of every month, and we cover a variety of topics and featured speakers, and it's a great opportunity to network and hear what's happening in our community and learn from the featured presenters. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to continue to cover all the reasons and the benefits of why you should be a Chamber member. This is Mickey Quinn with Chamber Chat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, Service Manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We would like to wish everyone a Happy New Year, and for the month of January, mention this ad to get 10% off manufactured scheduled 30, 60, 90K services. 4x4 services, coolant flushes, and battery checks all on sale this month. As always, every vehicle in the shop will receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. And remember, our certified techs work on all makes and models. Pierce Auto Center.
New year, big savings at North 40 Outfitters. Save on feed for your livestock and pets. 55-pound bags of North 40 Sweet or Dry Cob are $11.95. $3 off all 50-pound or larger bags of Country Companion Livestock Feed. Get a $20 gift card for every 33-pound or larger bag of Science Diet Dog Food. That's not all. Save up to $55 on our top footwear brands like Noble, Ariat, Georgia, and more. Sale ends January 19th. North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting work and play.
Ready to enjoy a vacation close to home? Come stay for less and play for more at the Kootenai Casino. These offers are amazing. Right now, cozy up in a Kootenai Falls Lodge room for just $59 midweek and $89 on the weekends. An incredible bang for your buck. You'll enjoy the indoor swimming pool, soothing hot tub, and more. Right now, the Springs Restaurant is offering a delicious lunch and hearty breakfast specials for just $12. And you can get a $25 dinner for two special Sunday through Thursday. Every getaway deserves a little pampering, and that's exactly what you'll get at the Kootenai Spa, with great rates on massage and body treatments, facials, nails, and lashes. And in the red hot Kootenai Casino, join us for weekend spin and win, happy hour promotions, and all your favorite games. Join us in January at the Kootenai Casino and win this winter. Book your stay and play now. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat. This is Mickey Quinn, the Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about all the benefits of being a Chamber member and what it means. So, covered the annual events and just talked briefly about the general member luncheons that we do every month, the second Thursday of every month, and all the different topics and speakers, and what a great opportunity it is to network and hear what's happening in our community. We also do business after hours. And these events usually take place the last Wednesday of the month from 5 to 7 p.m. And these events are for monthly networking. And it's an opportunity to promote your business by hosting an event at your location. Everyone is invited to attend these, but only members get to host them. These events are also great to become better acquainted with other businesses in our area, to meet the host business's team members, to see their location, and to interact with other attendees. You know, networking is an important part of any business. You have to get out there. You have to be visible. And it means getting out of your box, you know, or your cave. Whatever those four walls are that create these obstacles of putting you in touch with others. Relationship building is so important, especially in a small community like ours. So you got to get out there. You got to be visible. Business after hours are a great way to do that. The Chamber also offers ribbon cuttings. Ribbon cuttings are a great way to gain exposure for your business. The Chamber ambassadors, board members, and Chamber staff welcome you and your team and your business. A ribbon cutting can be done for new members to the Chamber, members who have changed locations or renovated their existing space. You might want to celebrate a grand opening, or you're celebrating an anniversary. We take a picture, we send that along with a press release to the local papers for publication. So it's a great way to get your name out there and to gain some visibility. The Chamber also puts on a program called Leadership Sandpoint. This is an annual program that provides an incredible opportunity to learn enhanced leadership skills, to learn about our community directly from key stakeholders, from local businesses, organizations, government entities, and more. The current class we have is doing a fantastic job, and they are so engaged. They're loving every minute of it. We just had our January class yesterday, and we heard from Jason Welker with the city. We heard from Dan Hansen with the housing, and we heard from Doug Hawkins from Lighthouse. We were talking about sustainability. The class met at Taylor & Sons to hear about their LEED certified building. So it's just a fascinating way to learn more about a community that you may think you know everything there is to know about Sandpoint. But every year, the people that go through the Leadership Sandpoint program, even those who have lived here their entire lives, learn valuable information and improve their skills. It's a great program. We will start accepting applications in the summer, in July and August. Those applications will be available, and we'll start our new year in September. So some additional benefits that are optional that can be added on to a chamber membership. If your business has a tourist or tourism-facing kind of a business, so let's say you're a restaurant, a hotel, a shop, any type of business that benefits from having visitors to our area frequent your business, you might consider a Visit Sandpoint add-on. And why add on a Visit Sandpoint component? Well, over 40% of the Greater Sandpoint's economy comes from tourism. So if you have a visitor-facing component, you can benefit by adding the Visit Sandpoint package to your chamber membership. Business that are of interest to visitors may be considering a relocation to Sandpoint. You can also benefit from a Visit Sandpoint add-on. So Visit Sandpoint is the tourism-focused area of the Sandpoint Chamber. It includes a separate website dedicated to helping visitors plan their trip to Sandpoint, including what to see, where to stay, where to eat, what to do. It also includes a printed brochure, and we're just about getting ready to go to print. So if you're thinking that you might want to be part of Visit Sandpoint, it's critical that you call us today. But we print this brochure. It is widely distributed in the Sandpoint magazine, and then also is a standalone piece with over 70,000 copies distributed to areas throughout the Northwest. And there's three levels of Visit Sandpoint add-ons. There's a value, which gets you listed on the website and in the brochure. Deluxe, you get up to three photos on the website, and you have the opportunity to sell your merchandise in the visitor center. And then the premium level of Visit Sandpoint is the top of the top. These deluxe benefits include top-tier section positioning on the Visit Sandpoint website, up to 10 photos, with your business description, priority placement of the brochure of your brochures at the visitor center, and also you get exterior display giving visitors access to your information at the visitor center 24/7. So if you have a tourism component to your business, you might want to consider Visit Sandpoint as an add-on. And then we do have some elite memberships. Those are the creme de la creme. You get all the basic benefits of a basic membership. But if you opt to go a little bit deeper, you want to up the level of your benefits, you might consider the elite, bronze, silver, and gold. the bronze elite membership adds on, you get to have a logo on your chamber directory. You get to have a luncheon trade table at one of our monthly luncheons with your information, and you get that one time. You can also take over the chamber website homepage and highlight your business one time a year. You can also be a guest on Chamber Chat Radio Show one time. And you get the website gold upgrade, which gives you that better visibility with more pictures on your chamber directory page. If you want to go a little bit further with your membership, the silver level adds on to all of those benefits we just mentioned. Newsletter sponsorship. That would mean your name, your logo at the top of the weekly newsletter. You can also hang posters or banners in the visitor center. You get 11 inches by 17 for silver, or a 3 foot by 5 foot ad for gold. Priority opt-in for sponsorships. We give our gold and silver members first opportunity to sponsor some of our events. That gives your name and your logo recognition at those events that I talked about that are attended by hundreds of people. And then if you decide you want to go gold, you would get your logo on the chamber homepage website all the time. It is there constantly. Chamber luncheons, you get to sponsor one time annually, which means you get 7 minutes with the microphone to talk about your business. You get recognition every single week in the chamber newsletter. You also get the value level of Visit Sandpoint add-ons, which means you'll be listed on the Visit Sandpoint website and also in the brochure. And we will also do a video interviewing you and you're showing your business, and we feature that on Facebook and Instagram one time a year. So there are just a ton of benefits to being a chamber member. And most importantly, it is the community that you work and live in, being a part of it and supporting it. And that's what being a chamber member means. So now, as we head into just the last few minutes here of Chamber Chat Hour, I share in this last part a special segment. And this is what I call Moment with Mickey. These are moments that I share a tip, an insight, some wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can possibly be. So today's Moment with Mickey is about change and growing. You know, you can change without growing, but you cannot grow without changing. And if you aren't uncomfortable, you're not changing enough. Change is hard. It's uncomfortable. But it's exactly that discomfort that we need in order to grow to our fullest potential. Growth stops when you lose that tension between where you are and where you could be. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So here's my challenge for you. Every day, do one thing that scares you a little bit. Doesn't have to be big, but it does need to be something that you know if you do it, it will take you one step closer to being, doing, or having what you truly want. You know, that goal that we were talking about that you set for yourself. Take a deep breath and just do it. And you know what you'll find out? It didn't kill you. So step outside of your comfort zone. Because if you aren't uncomfortable, then you're just not changing enough. Well, thank you for being with us today. To learn more about events happening in and around the greater Sandpoint area, go to sandpointonline.com. And if you're interested in becoming a chamber member, visit sandpointchamber.org. You belong here.